Imagine if you could be transported to a different place and time. Where would you go? For Daniel Gosher and his film crew, that place is Smutty Nose Island off the New Hampshire coast. And the time? 1873, the year of the infamous Smutty Nose Island axe murderers. And they want you to be there, too, through the power of virtual reality. But as NHPR's Shelby Elatmani reports, filmmakers have a lot to learn when it comes to using this technology.
It's a frigid winter day. The sky is a brilliant blue. It's gusty, and the ocean looks choppy and cold. And in the distance, a lighthouse shines bright white on the rocky coast. This is exactly the kind of place Daniel Gosher was looking for.
I was looking for something that said New England and had a sense of place.
Gosher is the director and co-creator of a film called Marin's Rock. It's based on the true story of Marin Hontvedt, who in 1873 was able to hide from a man who had already murdered two people in an incident known as the Smutty Nose Island Murders.
Marin, in her nightclothes in March with her tiny little dog, was able to hide in a crevice in a rock and elude this murderer all night long.
But Marin's Rock isn't just a historical New England horror story. It's a 360-degree immersive virtual reality, or VR, film. It puts you right in the time and place of the story, and there's no turning away.
It's great in VR to have that sense of fear, that sense of what's behind you, or things that you don't know, sense of dark spaces. And VR is the kind of medium that'll put you right in there and tap right into those basic emotions.
Gosher explains that during a traditional film, horror or otherwise, you can escape. If you're scared or upset, you can look away, grab onto the person next to you.
But when you're immersed in VR, you do have to be a little bit aware of the audience's level of sensitivity because there is no escape.
And if you're not careful, a really horrifying film might have the potential to become really, truly horrific in VR.
We're not sure that it's potentially more traumatizing than other media. But I think if we look at the results so far, and if we look at these strong illusions, there are good reasons to think that it could be traumatizing.
That's Michael Maderi via Skype. He's a postdoctoral researcher at the Johannes Gutenberg University in Mainz, Germany, and is co-author of the first code of ethical conduct for using and consuming VR technologies. And while he emphasizes that they don't know for sure if VR has any more potential to traumatize than traditional media, he says creators who do use VR have a lot of responsibility.
I guess what filmmakers might want to keep in mind is that they're using a new technology, and in effect, what they're doing is they're running experiments.
And Marin's Rock certainly is an experiment. Gosher has 20 years of professional experience under his belt. But he says just about every step in the VR filmmaking process has been like a blank slate, whether it's finding the line between what's scary and what's potentially traumatizing, or trying to direct a scene without getting into the 360-degree shot.
The rules for the medium aren't written yet. I mean, this is 100 years of film AV language, and now it's a whole new chapter. We're talking about having to completely readdress everything that we've been taught. You know, everything I've learned for 20 years is going to be different now.
But he says that uncertainty, as well as the creative and intellectual challenges that come with this new technology, is what's driven him to really delve into the medium.
I just realized the impact that shooting in VR was going to have specifically on the post-production industry, and that as editors, we were going to have to learn a whole new language of what was acceptable and effective and what was just too much in VR.
Gosher is currently teaching a course on VR film production at Emerson College in Boston. And as Marin's Rock makes its way through post-production, Gosher says he and his collaborators aren't even close to finish with virtual reality.
There's lots of other things out there that are just begging to be experienced. And I'm dying to keep pushing this thing forward.
Marin's Rock is on track to be released around mid-May, possibly on Samsung Gear. For NHPR, I'm Shelby Elatmani.